toddler cried nonstop during a flight and two strangers locked her in the bathroom.
Did it work?
I knew where you were going to be on this right away.
Because I had a screaming kid the entire flight to L.A. That's why.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Toddler was locked in a plane bathroom by two strangers. And the video sparked controversy online. Oh, there's a video.
Okay, I'm looking it up.
Nice. That's insane.
It's a lot quieter.
It's not like they're duct taped.
It's a lot quieter. Well, even once they close that door,
but
it's
also,
sealed.
Who's the parent? Like, how are you going to let somebody? I mean, I look at it from the other side. Like, as a parent, how do you let somebody take your kids? And
right.
Okay. The incident went viral after one of the women posted a video on a Chinese social media site that showed the women who did not know the child locked inside a bathroom with the child crying.
Oh.
Wow.
We won't let you out unless you stop crying, a woman sitting on the toilet told the toddler in the video.
Oh, old school. Okay. Old school training.
Wait, I don't understand this. Is the kid in the bathroom or is the woman in the bathroom? And like, what's happening here?
She's on the toilet and the kid is in there with her?
I'd be crying too. Whoa, what'd you eat? What did you eat?
I'm looking for the video, and I found this Reddit thread, and what it says is two airline passengers who locked a stranger's crying grandchild in a plane restroom caused outrage. They asked the grandparents that were flying with the child for permission, and they said yes.
Okay. Oh,
so that's what happened.
So the kid probably always does. It's like, you know what?
Yeah.
This works. Go for it.
They just have no control over this kid. They just throw him.
Right. That's old school parenting right there, man.
I'm not seeing the video.
That's old school parenting.
I got locked in stuff all the time.
It takes a village.
So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. The one time the ditto room with all that, with the liquid. Yeah, I was in there for a while.
I thought you said the diddle room. I was like, the what?
You were locked in the diddle room?
Tiptoe.
Oh, no!
Tiptoe. The diddle room came later.
I was like, that is diddle room.
That is old school parenting.
Put him in the diddle room.
Yeah.
Ditto.
That was just a casual trauma thrown out there.
The mimeograph room.
And just like, the bathroom doesn't sound so bad after the diddle room.
I know what you're talking about. It's an old reference. The ink that they used for the memos that they would print out in school was purple ink, and boy, did that get you high.
Yeah, after 2 hours, so Aztec temples.
Well, that explains a lot.
Yep.
So the girl stopped crying, and the woman filming the video told her that if she made any noise again, we'll come back.
Oh, right at the end. Noise again, you're going back in the toilet.
Kid's traumatized, never flying again.
And grandma said cabbage.
God.
Or you know what? You learn to keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you learned that if you get locked in the bathroom with a stranger, don't tell anybody about it.
It's called... That came later.
You were in the diddle room.
Diddle room, right. I'm not sure this game works.
I don't know the rules to this, but it doesn't sound okay.
Wait, hide and go seek. What are we hiding?
Yeah.
The woman who posted the video said her intention was to have a restful flight.
Well.
Don't we all want that?
Yes, we do. Stewart's brought mimosas. There you go.
Benadryl. Thank God. Just give the kid Benadryl.
Yeah.
The post was quickly met with backlash.
Of course.
And obviously. The video was later deleted.
Obviously. Yeah. That's why I can't find it now.
Right. Yeah. They're like, well, you kidnapped the kid and put it on video, so now...
With the grandparents' permission.
Yeah, they wanted to get rid of the kid.
Trust me, you're not special.
Oh, my God. I couldn't do it.
It's effective. It's negative reinforcement.
I mean, I guess good for those ladies, right? Because I would have just suffered through it and then complained about it when I got off the plane, but they were proactive.
Yeah, you'd have a whole set about it.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker to, like, noise. I just can't take it.
Yeah.
And when I lived on Long Island, we had a kid in the backyard. It was like they were releasing a monster.
Okay.
Like I'd be outside.
They were. They were.
I'd be outside and all of a sudden it's like, ah! You just run around the yard. Ah! I'm like, is the kid, you know, the first time this happens, I'm like, I got to get a ladder and look over. What's going on?
Yeah.
Are you on fire?
Are you covered in bees?
What is it?
I look at it's just a kid running around.
Right.
And this went on and on and on. And it's like an hour later.
Right.
You know, after an hour, you start losing.
Yeah.
Rational thought.
Right. So think of a clothesline.
After an hour, like, man,
You start searching the
one spade shovel to the head.
That's when fantasies kick in.
Oh, my God. And, you know, you start thinking, wow, those parents that take the pillow.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You can understand smothering.
You know, I wouldn't do it ever.
Right. But
I could see this is probably where it starts.
The rationale behind it.
Another 77 straight hours of this, it might happen.
Right.
Oh, and I know this is all horrible. But I'm telling you, after an hour of a kid screaming in the backyard, you start thinking strange things. This is why they torture people.
Right, even the Pope would think.
Because after a while, you break down.
Yeah.
You become less human, and you do things you wouldn't normally do.
Sleep deprivation, you got all that noise going on, your rational thought goes right out the window.
I love that all of this is just equating to the fact that Chaz thought out how to murder and get away with murder for a child.
Not murder.
No.
Just knocked out.
Just end the noise.
Just a quick bonk to the head and out.
Oh, I dropped it. Hey. Oh,
here, sniff this rag.
Ruth was on a flight to, where the hell were you going? Was it Florida?
Florida.
What was the kid's name?
Austin. The demon child.
The demon child,
oh, Austin. Yeah. Himself.
So he was behind you, kicking the seat?
Kicking the seat, putting the tray table up and down, screaming, crying. Horrible.
Parents have to step in.
You do.
Yeah.
You
got to have folks around you.
I've seen it the other way where the kid was kicking the seat and the guy whose seat kept like asking the parent to do something and the parent wasn't. And finally the guy stood up and was like, hey, if your kid doesn't stop, I'm going to take it out on you.
I'm going to punch you.
Yeah, I can't hit him.
You're going to catch it. But then all of a sudden the parent wanted to do something.
You're open game.
I don't think that's uncommon.
You're open game.
Wait, Damien, are you that person? I'll bet you're that person.
There's a lot of alleged stuff going on.
You're that person.
I feel like I'm being cornered, and I'm
with you, man. I'm with you.
No, Damien's one of those guys. He looks like he could be an MMA fighter. Yep. And like, if he turns around and says, "Do something with your kid," I'm going to look at my kid and I'm going to say, "Quiet, or I'm throwing you out of this plane."
Right. Let's play a game called M&M's or Benadryl.
I could make another one.
Right. We're going to see who can hold their breath the longest.
Yeah. Holy crap! So what happened?
The parents stopped. Yeah, the parents stopped the kid. They actually switched seats with him and then got him to stop.
Yeah.
That was the pilot.
Yeah, I imagine.
All right, we were talking about the disciplines you've received that are now against the law.
Yeah.
You don't have to say your name or whatever.
Right.
203-882-9757. Ant in Brantford.
Hey, good morning, folks.
Hey. Good morning.
Morning.
Since it's back to school time, I'm going to go with a school discipline that I received maybe a couple of times in my day.
Okay.
Where they used to put you in the corner and you have to sit with your face and your nose in the corner and just stand there for however long it is that they made you stand there.
I've had all these, by the way.
Yeah, we never had that one.
I think we should bring that one back.
Yeah, we never had that one.
No, you just stand in the corner facing the corner.
Yeah,
like, we don't even want to look at you.
Yeah.
You're not among the group. We're going to put you as far away from humans in this room as possible. We want you to look away because we don't even want to see you.
Shunned.
Yes.
And I spent 7 years in a Catholic school, and I got to say hundreds of times they put me in the corner.
Yeah.
Literally.
Hundreds of times.
Hundreds.
Because it didn't work.
Sometimes it was 10. You lose track of time after you're there for a couple of minutes, you know? But,
yeah.
By the way, I don't think that's against the law
anymore. No.
No.
I don't think you can single kids out in the classroom anymore like that.
What? Sure you can. Try it.
Yeah. Is it against the law or just against policy?
It's not against the law, but teachers just don't have
they can't do anything
anymore. No, they can't do that.
Can't do anything.
Yeah, we didn't have a corner. We had a closet.
You can't do that.
The closet, you put all your stuff in.
What is it with you and room?
That's what they did. They locked me in the diddle room.
They locked me in rooms.
Did you ever get put in the closet and locked in the closet at home?
Yeah.
That was another one.
No, Shelton Intermediate School, they had, we'll get back to you in a second. Because I want to hear more about this.
Yeah, tough life.
They had in-school detention.
Yeah.
And it was a 4x4 room that would just barely fit a desk and you.
Oh, wow.
And you would sit in there
like
all
solitary
day. And at lunch, they'd open the door and they'd put the food tray in there.
It
was like friggin' prison.
They still did a bologna sandwich.
I was in there a lot. I know it's hard to believe.
Shocking.
He's got two tattoos in the back.
Yeah.
All tattoos.
Yeah. Ant, let's go back to this closet night. Your parents put you in.
Yeah, what's up with this?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
What was in there?
Oh, there was, you know, eventually there were a couple of games or something because I was smart enough to leave something in there.
Exactly. He's just
a constant troublemaker. Right. Is really what I'm hearing.
Do I hear a blender?
Yeah, I got to put some snacks in there. Right. And
he's making margaritas.
Get a little portable radio.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic.
You had to figure out something to pass the time.
Isn't
that
right?
You can also figure out to not get in trouble.
Yeah.
There's that.
Okay, folks, you have a good day.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Don't get in trouble.
Liz in East Haven.
Hello. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you.
So I used to go to a Christian academy when I was a little girl, and so did my other four siblings. And you used to get, well, at least the boys did, would get punished by being hit with a ping pong paddle over the butt.
Ooh. Yeah, that would be against the law now.
Yeah. That's also where fetishes start.
Right. At least.
Right. You literally paddled him and broke it. It, like, the handle broke.
Broke it.
Wow.
That's, you know, that's the result of saying, what are you trying to do? Tickle me?
That was none whack. That was none whack 'em.
Yeah, that didn't hurt.
Right.
And the girls would have to, like, kneel on the floor. And if our skirt didn't touch the floor, we would have to, like, walk to the principal's office and put on his clothes.
Put on his clothes.
That's okay. That took a weird. That took a weird turn.
Our Lady of Role Reversal.
As long as they didn't put rice under your kneecaps.
It was a what?
It was a great school. It was a good school, but they had some good punishment.
Right. Good school minus the principal making the girls change.
We had to change underwears with each other.
The principal had my underwear on. Right. I had his underwear on.
Well, it was totally normal.
It sounded self-serving, actually.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Right,
people, you can learn a lot in an environment that is where people are in line.
Yeah.
Where it's like you sit here, be quiet, and listen.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Yep, sounds about right.
Yep. All right.
Well, thanks for taking my call. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Liz. Yeah, that one sounds pretty good.
You pass by a ping pong game, you're like, ooh.
I know my dad, when my dad used to get in trouble, his dad used to make him kneel on uncooked rice.
Oh, yeah. That's a Catholic school thing,
Sounds painful.
Yep.
Oh, that was...
spaghetti, too.
You know, that was a military thing.
It was.
A torture thing.
Yep.
I think young Chaz had to do that when he was pledging for a fraternity.
Oh, wow.
Not sure. It's unofficial.
Right.
Keith and Seymour.
Harumph.
Good morning. It's not me, but it's a friend of mine.
Sure
and
it
his
is.
Three crazy friends back in middle school. They didn't like this one teacher, so they took him, manhandled him, threw him in the closet, locked him in the closet. After a while, the school put a one-way line from the closet to the office to let this guy out. And that is a God's honest true story.
I hear singing in there.
Yeah, in the 60s, they did this. The late 60s, early 70s, they did this at Stanford. These guys just threw the teacher in the closet, and there was no way for him to get out but the one-way line from the closet to the office. So the staff could come and get him.
Wow.
Huh.
Wow.
Yeah. Still there.
Yeah. Bert was not a nice person when he was younger. But now he's a Christian, and he's a good man.
Are you Bert?
No, I'm Keith.
Just checking.
He's a great friend of mine, but he did some funny stuff back in the 60s and 70s. But, again, as always, I love your show. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you, Keith.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Steve in North Haven.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
AJ, make sure you're not late Saturday, all right, please?
Wait, why? What happened? Hold on. What happened?
To
Oxford.
How he gets lost at the... Yeah.
I saw a lot of that neighborhood.
If anything, he should know his way better now.
I watched the entire family go through their day.
AJ, if you need help, I'll show you the easy way of getting there.
That'd be nice. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Getting hit with a ruler from a Catholic nun.
Okay, that would be against the law now. That's right. That would be against the law.
A lot of Catholic school stories.
My brothers and sisters' class, I don't know what they did, but that nun locked herself in. There was like a closet in that was a storage, and they must have did something really bad to her, and they locked her. She locked herself in there because I guess she couldn't deal with the class.
She locked herself in.
That's pretty bad when she locks herself in there.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
She held you.
I don't remember the story, but my brother my brother and sister used to tell me all that stuff, and I was like, oh, my God.
So. We had substitute teachers that if they didn't pull us in 10, 20 minutes, they were gone.
Yeah.
They left us. Yep. We were just abandoned. Yeah, we were a ship adrift in the ocean with no captain.
Anarchy!
10-20 is patience. Anarchy. It was usually, you knew within the first 3 to 4 minutes if this person was going to last or not.
Yeah,
at least the students knew.
I had a substitute teacher throw a football at us if we didn't pay attention.
A real football, not a Nerf football.
She had a good arm?
Yeah. No, it was real.
Did you have good hands?
Real, and he was, he used to throw hard. He was a well-fit gentleman, tall, and Mr. Posh was his name, and he used to chug it at us when we misbehaved. Yeah.
Just an old athlete.
And was that North Haven?
He didn't miss. No, this was in the Valley in a Catholic school in the Valley.
So. Oh, okay. Well, no one's going to go to jail. You can tell us where.
No.
statute of limitations up right now.
The school's not around anymore.
Even better.
All right, yeah, Steve. Thank you, man.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too.
School's not around. Enough kids didn't catch the football.
Right.
We ran out of students. I don't know what happened.
Nicole, nodding head.
A lot of concussions.
Disciplines you've received that are now against the law. Jennifer in Orange.
Hi there. How are you this
Good,
morning?
Good, thank you.
Made you smoke?
No, I don't. Never in my life have I. That's funny. Huh. But I grew up on a farm in Missouri, and I went to a Catholic school all my life for 12 years. And in the elementary school, they used to give us the candles with a little paper, and it used to drip on us. And the nuns, I was in charge in like 7th and 8th grade to help the little kids, and the wax would drip on us, and it was burning all of us. And I was helping the little kids, blowing out the candles and, you know, helping them. And I got my knuckles wrapped while I'm getting hot wax dripped on me.
Keep doing happy
everybody
birthday.
Else is doing right, exactly. It was crazy. We all got burned from it. And then I got my knuckles wrapped on top of that. And I told my mom, and she's like, well, you shouldn't misbehave. You should have listened to him. I'm like,
yeah, right.
I don't, no sympathy
I
for
don't
me.
I don't know, man. Between the paddles and the dripping of the hot wax, this all really sounds
exactly.
very...
Exactly.
Some folks pay for it now.
12 years at Catholic school.
Yeah, you know what it sounds like? Almost sounds like, young people got back from World War II.
Yeah.
And became teachers.
Yes.
That's exactly what I am. I'm a school teacher. Right now.
Oh, you're a school teacher. Oh, a lot different.
What's
now,
your
right?
trick to discipline right now? If you had to do something outside the box, besides like yelling at them and telling them to sit still, what's your trick?
What's my trick in the school?
Yeah, to discipline your students.
Oh, I have unfortunately accidentally almost dropped the F bomb a few times, but I try to say fudge instead of the F word, but. I don't know.
Also
I
the
don't
alcohol.
Have a trick.
I don't. Yeah, I give you a lot of credit
yes.
for doing what you do. Thank
yes.
you.
Yeah. Yes, no problem. Have a good day.
You All too. Right, Jennifer. Mike in Oakville.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I have one story. When I was in technical high school with my teacher, Mr. Macero, God rest his soul, he found a classmate joking around in class, and he kept failing tests. He took his cell phone and threw it against the wall, smashed it into a bunch of pieces. It was hysterical. Everybody was cracking up, and that guy, Jake, he was pretty upset.
Now put it back together again.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
Wow.
That's what every teacher wants to do when they, you know, because right. they're trying to get some work done.
Sir, that was your phone.
Yeah. Right. Through the wrong phone. Yeah, that's pickles on the road.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
So, yeah, I got the story. I can't really give names or details or towns, because if I gave the town, that everybody would know where it's happened and
your name
and
is
all
Pickles.
That.
It's fake name.
How are you hiding?
He's probably not even on a road.
Okay, probably like a radish. Gotcha.
So, anyway, I was in high school. It was 89. It was a while back. And I was a senior, and I was doing terrible in math. So my math teacher, who was totally hot, but a total bitch.
That's a pickle.
We Yeah, we loved her, but we hated her. And she said that I was like kind of like a troublemaker in school, and she never really paid attention. But she said, you know, you're going to fail. And talk to me after class. And we talked, and she said, you're going to come to my house, and I'm going to tutor you through this. I'm going to get you through it.
Thank you.
So, yep, I went over there one night, and she was, you know, dressed a little bit.
Provocative?
Let's say, you know.
Unlike a teacher.
You talk slowly.
Yeah, right, right.
Talk slower.
And we started in the kitchen, you know, so it was like legit, but I kept getting distracted by other things. And, you know, the math moved on to, well, let's take a break. And, you know, do you want something to drink and something like that? And she put music on and she goes, are you a dancer? I said, no, it was kind of like it happened really fast. We started dancing. And before you know it.
Now, what kind of dancing? Tap dancing? Broadway show dancing.
Like she was drinking wine.
It's too early for the Carlton, so it's not the Carlton.
Hey! I am so mad Chaz interrupted at that point of the story. I've been waiting for the end of the story.
She handed me a hat and a cane.
Okay, so dancing. Yes.
Thank you.
But like I said, I was 18, and she must have been like 27, 28, and like everybody hated her in school because she was such a mean teacher, but she was really fine. So, yeah, and that's probably illegal these days.
How was it a punishment?
I think it was maybe always.
Yeah. How was the discipline?
So you danced and then you went home, right?
Sure.
All kinds of dancing.
I did the Pickles dance.
There was Charleston.
Right.
There was break dancing.
Oh, the box truck was the worst.
Right.
Every male listening is like, this kid's awesome. And every female listening is like, oh, shame on that teacher.
Oh, my God.
Really?
I can't believe you guys.
Are women like shame on that teacher?
Ruth?
You think?
Ladies should take notes. Take notes. Take notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just happened. It just happened once. And then, you know, it was like... Yeah, back at school, it's like we pretended
like
it never happened. It was
like,
really weird. Yeah, it was weird. And then I can't believe you guys were talking about this because I saw her. I had to call because I saw her probably like maybe like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, coming out of a store. And I was walking into the store, but I was with my daughter. I couldn't really approach her. So
I thought you were going to say you saw her on TV. There right. was a mugshot.
Right, right.
You found out you
killed my 17 kids, 17 students.
Wow. That's a great story.
Wow.
I actually have video of them dancing.
Oh, jeez.
Not easy. Who's the guy talking underneath them? Now they're going to the train.
No, Phil, I got them. This is the dance.
Now that slapping's on you here.
All right, we ruin everything.
Yeah, we do.
Actually, I still remember Van Halen was playing. She was playing like all kinds of weird music.
Stop for teacher.
But, everybody wants some? Fill in your fantasy here, ice cream man.
That's great stuff. All right, Pickles, thank you.
Get warm in here.
Yeah, sure.
But thank you. Dylan's like, I came in one break too early. He's a legitimate newsman.
I'm saying nothing.
I'm like fundraiser, fantasy football.
And we're on Murrow.
Right. That's right.
And dancing.
That's right. That was a wild couple of minutes.
Yes, it was.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.